bit by bit, putting it together, piece by piece. Only way to make a work of art. Every moment makes a contribution. Every little detail plays a part. Having just the vision's no solution. Everything depends on execution. Putting it together, that's what counts.
A musical review showcasing the songs of the legendary Stephen Sondheim called Putting It Together, kicking off the 2015-2016 Fine Arts Center Theater season. And I'm speaking to Executive Director of Performing Arts and Producing Artistic Director Scott Levy, who's also going to be in Putting It Together and singing a lot of great music by Stephen Sondheim. Right?
Singing is a word for it. Thank you, Keith. Yes.
So singing, dancing.
Yes, all of it.
More or less 30 songs.
Yeah, I think there's, in the end, it's actually more than 30 songs, including all the snippets that feature music from over a dozen of his shows. You know, each of the songs really tells a story. And amazingly, when the piece was written in 1993, and Stephen Sondheim himself actually put it together, he was able to take these songs that were written for other shows and put it into a new format and a new order, and without any dialogue, able to create a new story. So for people who don't know,
there's a story.
A very loose,
a kind of a thread.
It's not just song. It is song after song, but there really are characters in there, and there are arcs, as it were. And so it's really fascinating that for people who don't know Stephen Sondheim and don't know the original shows that these songs came from, we believe that people are going to leave the theater and go, wow, that was a great show.
Well, I would say if you like Stephen Sondheim, but who doesn't like Stephen Sondheim?
Well,
I mean, he has won so many major awards over the years.
Yeah, you know, it's funny.
He's written so much great music.
He's one of those people who is a little bit ahead of his time in that oftentimes many of his shows don't become popular until they're revived about 10 years later. We can take Into the Woods, for example, right? Okay. Hit movie, just came out this holiday season, but it premiered on Broadway in 1986. So it took almost 20 years to get it to a Disney movie, blockbuster
sleeper,
production.
Yeah. You would say.
Yeah.
Okay. And a funny thing happened on the way to the Forum.
The first show that he had on Broadway for which he wrote both music and lyrics for that premiered in 1962. You know, now a classic of the American musical theater.
Sweeney Todd?
Sweeney Todd. Shows of the early 70s like Company and Follies. Mm. And the song Putting It Together comes from his Pulitzer Prize winning production, Sunday in the Park with George. And there are a couple of songs in the piece that come from the movie Dick Tracy that he wrote the music for. He actually won an Oscar for writing the music for Dick Tracy in 1990.
I didn't know that. I mean, I saw the movie when it came out,
and
it was quite unique looking when it came out.
That's right.
It still is.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that Sondheim had written the music.
Indeed.
Wow, great.
Yeah. He also wrote the score to Reds.
Okay.
Remember that
yes,
movie?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So this is going to kick off on September 10th and running through the 27th,
first
production. Let's talk about some of the cast members.
Yeah.
Max Ferguson, that's a name that I've seen
often. One of the best singers in town, and we're thrilled that Max continues to work with us and that he's part of this company. And there's only five of us in the show. So Max and myself and Sally Hibble, sort of one of the powerhouses also of Colorado Springs. And then two actors from Denver, Jordan Lee, who's been in a couple of productions, Floyd and Clea Under the Western Sky. And the first production that I did when I first got here now five seasons ago, Assassins, another Stephen Sondheim show was in. And Mackenzie Sherburn is making her Fine Arts Center debut with us in this production.
All of you sing?
That's all we do in this. This is it. We don't talk. We sing 30 songs.
Conversation. But without the proper preparation.
Having just a vision's no solution.
Everything depends on execution. The art of making art
is putting it together
bit by bit.
I didn't realize that Stephen Sondheim was 85.
It's
amazing how long he's been around since, I would say, the late 50s.
Right? Yeah, that's right. I mean, his first assignment, as it was writing the lyrics to a little show called West Side Story. And then he wrote the lyrics to Gypsy. And then, funny thing happened, the way the Forum came in 1962.
And one of his mentors was Oscar Hammerstein.
Yeah, he grew up on the same block. And so he actually became really close friends with Oscar Hammerstein's son. And Hammerstein was one of his early mentors. In fact, you know, after Sondheim did Gypsy, he said he would never just write lyrics again. He wanted to be able to control both the music and lyrics. Mm-hmm. But he took on one more assignment in 1964 where he just wrote lyrics after Oscar Hammerstein had passed. and it was with Hammerstein's partner Richard Rodgers. It was the show Do I Hear a Waltz? So Rodgers had written the music, and Sondheim provided the lyrics for that show.
And directing and choreographing is Nathan Halverson. He's a busy man.
That's the true story. My associate director of performing arts, and he's one of the only people that I know who can effectively tell a story both through pure theatrical direction and choreography at the same time.
I'll toss out the website, csfineartcenter.org, and the number for the box office, 719-634-5583. I'm talking to Scott Levy of the Fine Arts Center and Putting It Together, a musical review showcasing the songs of Stephen Sondheim. And that'll be September 10th through September 27th. Let's touch on membership with the Fine Arts Center and season tickets. You can save some dollars that way, right?
Certainly. And there's sort of two different things in there. The Fine Arts Center offers memberships to the whole institution, which, of course, gets you admission into the permanent collection, galleries, discounts on theater tickets, and discounts on Bemis classes, along with a number of other benefits. And then we have subscribers at the theater. And there are three different subscription options. Fixed subscriptions to our entire main stage season, family subscriptions that give you tickets to family-friendly shows, two shows on our main stage and two shows in our smaller, intimate second stage, and then flex passes that allow you to redeem those tickets in any combination you want for any show over the course of the season. And I'll tell you, subscriptions are about 10%, 15% ahead of where we were last year, and about 20% of subscribers for our current season are first-timers. And I think partly because you can save 55% off the price of single tickets by subscribing. It's never too late to subscribe. In fact, if you're not really sure you want to commit to subscribing, buy a ticket to Putting It Together. You'll love it so much. You want to come in the rest of the season. We'll deduct the price you paid for that ticket towards a subscription to the rest of the year.
And a lot of advantages. The website, csfineartcenter.org. I've been speaking to Scott Levy. Putting It Together will kick off the 2015-2016 Fine Arts Center Theater season, September 10th through the 27th. And a lot of music by Stephen Sondheim. I should just say a lot of really good music. And it sounds like it's going to be a blast.
It's a lot of fun. It's really hard, difficult, puzzly, wordplay. You know, and some of Sondheim's shows have now gone into the classical canon, that there are shows like A Little Night Music and Sweeney Todd particularly. Have become shows that are now performed by opera companies because of the complexity and the beauty of the music that he writes.
And a marathon for you guys, singing and dancing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it is. And it's a lot of words, too.
Great. Well, thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Keith.
State of the art.